Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show.
I'm so glad I finally got to talk to you. I just recently saw my primary care doctor, our physician, and she told me something that I'm not so sure about, and I should have asked her at the time, but I mean, she just seemed so sure of herself. I thought, oh, I'm going to be stupid if I ask her this. I'm on, I'm on Synthroid. I take Synthroid and I take lithium. And I asked her, I said, is there any way of you knowing if I'm going to be on Synthroid for the rest of my life? And she said, I believe you will be. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, how does she know that?
This is standard. It's typically in medicine. Yeah, in medicine, when you start someone on Synthroid, because your thyroid basically hasn't been working that well, from the medical perspective, if a gland like that's not working, you have to start taking medicine to produce more thyroid hormone, then you'll have to be taking that the rest of your life. So once in typical medical theory, once the thyroid begins to break down and you have to take medicine to create hormone, you'll be taking that the rest of your life, just like if someone was taking estrogen or testosterone therapy or any of the hormone therapies. The whole adage is that once you start, you know, you'll be on it for the remainder of your life, because your body is not producing it on its own anymore. It's relying on the hormone or the medication that they're giving you, or the hormone that they're giving you. Does that make sense?
I'm bad.
Say that one more time. Oh, I think the phone cut out. So, you know, that was kind of the gist of it. I mean, at the end of the day, that's why they're saying that. Now, there's a lot you can do with the thyroid, but you don't want to do it on your own. You want to make sure that they know that you're doing that. Now, I heard you say you're taking lithium. I'm assuming that's for bipolar. And, you know, lithium can cause the thyroid not to work as well. So it can cause hypothyroidism. So I don't know if you see what I mean. It's kind of like one drug is affecting the other. And so the lithium has probably caused a lot of the hypothyroidism or low thyroid function. So they're giving you the Synthroid to offset that. So and lithium is something they typically do keep you on, you know, to help manage the bipolar thing. So, you know, it's kind of like those are kind of counteracting each other in a certain way. But here's the other key too. Know that with Synthroid, there's some things you can do to really support the thyroid gland in a lot of ways. One is to really watch certain foods. There's certain foods that will lower thyroid function, such as the cruciferous vegetables, you know, broccoli and cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. Those can actually cut down on thyroid function. Strawberries is a fruit that will make thyroid function run even lower. And there's the Barnes thyroid test, which, you know, you've already got low thyroid, so you already know that. But as far as iodine goes, there's a great urine test that your physician can run to see if you're low in iodine. Guaranteed that you are, just because when somebody has hypothyroidism, they're typically low in iodine. And iodine is a trace mineral that we just don't have in our diet. And no, iodized salt is not, it doesn't count. So getting that trace mineral is so important for proper function of our thyroid gland. And it's really, really important. So you might want to do some testing on that with your physician. And it just makes a big difference. Even if, because of the lithium, you're not able to get off the Synthroid, it's really low. And when you see it low like that, you can bet your bottom dollar that that's causing, or it's a byproduct of what's causing the thyroid function to be low. So a couple things to think about. A little tip, coconut oil, a lot of research on it. You cook with it, you can put it in smoothies, whatever you want to do. But coconut oil has some real good research on how it helps stimulate thyroid function. Might want to do some reading up on that yourself. All right. Keep me posted. Great hearing from you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Our preferred wellness providers are providers in your area. They're a network of doctors that we've put together that believe the same way you do. Nutrition, lifestyle, the things that you're listening to on this show, prevention, and they will implement that in the way that they treat you and take care of you. So if you're looking for some of those, call our team members during the day and they can help you in that area. And also go online, you can shoot me an email. I'll be glad to take it as part of the show. Now we're going to go to Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Hey.
How can I help?
I'm 26 years old, and when I ovulate, pass blood, and I also have pain on my left side. I have read your book and changed my diet. Found out that I'm lactose intolerant. I can't handle corn, can't handle gluten, can't handle wheat. I'm pretty much on only health foods. I was just wondering what you might think, as far as might be wrong. I have what I call fatty lipomas on my left side that start at the edge of my rib cage and go down to my hip. They're hard, they're not soft, and they have grown. I would say they range in size from the tip end of, say, your thumb, mm-hmm. down to the pinky size. I've had them looked at, and they just, you know, throw them off, but I tend to have a lot of pain on my left side, internal and external, as far as, you know, inside that side of the abdominal cavity. But
now, when the blood occurs during ovulation, are you getting a lot of pain with that?
I do sometimes, yes. And it's not light blood. It's, you know, it has clots too, like it would be a period type deal, but it's not.
But is it just happen on one day or for a couple of hours? How long does it last?
It really depends how my stress levels are. If I've got a lot of stress on me at the time, then, of course, it'll be more days.
Yeah, I got it. Well, do you get nausea with it, too?
No, I haven't noticed that.
Okay. There's a condition that goes along with that. It's with painful ovulation. And, you know, they say, and just what I've seen as well, is when some blood comes out with that, a lot of times when the releasing of the egg can cause some bleeding in some women. Iron levels can be low. That can cause that. B12 levels, too. And ferritin levels, which there's some blood tests you can get done for that. The lipomas that you're talking about, they're all hard, little fatty kind of cysts, not getting enough enzymes to break down your proteins, many times the cause of that, and also excessive cortisol can be a cause. I'll talk about some tips to help with that when we come out of this break.
C.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InChaseNetwork.com.
So we were talking about little fatty cysts like comas that can be painful sometimes. And I was talking to you, Samantha, just about some different options. Now, typically what happens is that you don't break your proteins down very well. And that's very common. Most people break down, digest, absorb, and assimilate about 15 to 20% of their nutrients anyway. And so you already have a diet that maybe not be the best, and you're not using any kind of enzymes to break your food down very well. So that's one option that would be an issue. Now, the other is you throw on a lot of stress on top of that, then your cortisol levels go up. Cortisol is a stress hormone that's produced by the adrenal glands, and the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. When cortisol levels go up, you have a high propensity to create these lipomas. And so by managing cortisol levels, one of the best ways to do that, green tea is actually very good, a great natural way to handle cortisol levels, and also just managing your stress. I mean, dealing with, pacing your life and making better decisions and time management and those kind of things. Cutting out coffee from the diet. Coffee can stimulate cortisol in a negative way, keeping those levels up. Nighttime is when you want your cortisol to be down, and first thing in the morning is when you want it to be elevated. And because a lot of people are under a lot of stress now, that process is reversed. And so proteolytic enzymes are actually the enzymes that you would want to look at. And you can get them at a health food store. You can go to lifestyleresearch.org and look, they have them there as well. But proteolytic enzymes are really important. You take them usually, what the research says is to take them about an hour after meals, and proteins that didn't break down very well during the digestive process, they can be kind of helped in that situation by the proteolytic enzymes. So anyway, great thing to do, easy to find. Health food stores have them, and they can be really beneficial. Here's the challenge, though. Once you get the little fatty cyst, then typically, you have to get them removed. They usually won't dissolve. Going back to the blood during the ovulation time and all, I would get your iron levels checked. TIBC is a pretty standard blood test, and let them see if that's an issue. I know they probably just checked hemoglobin, hematocrit, but when you check a TIBC, you can check the binding capacity of iron, and that could be the issue. Also, ferritin can be very low. Ferritin is the storage tank and sometimes can lead to this condition. And, typically they say in the research this kind of condition is pretty normal, meaning like a normal variant, and it's nothing to really worry about. But I would still do some research and get some testing done just to make sure that everything's on the up and up. And your diet's a key, too. If you're under a lot of stress, you might want to consider, making sure that you're following a good anti-inflammatory diet, keeping the inflammation down in the body so that your gut can be healthy, because when your gut's healthy, you stay healthy. And that really is a big key for this entire process, especially when you're dealing with, female issues and things of that nature. So just something to think about. Our food for the day are almonds. Now, I talk a lot about food, why it's our best medicine, regardless. I mean, we get sick by eating the wrong foods. Let me tell you, that's one of the main keys of why we stay sick. So eating the right kinds of foods can be vital. And almonds are what I want to talk about today. And it's something that we all, are understanding that's a very strong health food. But it is unbelievable. When you look at the benefits of almonds, you should be eating them. I think we all should be eating them every day. Unless you have a strong propensity for viruses, because it's full of L-arginine and that can actually trigger viral activity in the body. But here's a couple of things that almonds are good for. They're great for the brain. So they're a source of many nutrients, they say, but it increases high intellectual capacity and also for growing children. Many mothers give almonds soaked in water to their children daily in the morning. 2 to 3 pieces of soaked almonds are good enough. And you can also remove the outer shell if it causes an allergy. So when the kids are little, and as they grow older, think about giving almonds to them every single day. It regulates cholesterol. Regular consumption of almonds helps increase the level of the high-density lipoproteins, the HDLs, those are the good guys, and reduces the low-density lipoproteins, the LDLs, which are the bad guys. It's good for the heart. Monounsaturated fat, which is a good protein source, also has tons of potassium and vitamin E, which acts as an antioxidant for most heart disease. Now, the almonds can actually help reduce C-reactive protein, which is a big blood test now that we're using as a cardiac marker and is a strong inflammatory marker, too. So we know that almonds, they're a source of folic acid, and they reduce the level of homocysteine, which is a fatty plaque that can help build up in the arteries. So, I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, so far, so good. It's looking good as far as our list is going. Now, skincare. We all know that skincare comes from the inside out, and so almonds are unbelievably beneficial. Almond milk, especially, as they're putting in soaps, and also what you take in internally is going to be great externally for our skin. So it helps regulate blood pressure. All the potassium that's in these almonds are very good for blood pressure. They're also low in sodium, which helps with blood pressure-related issues with so many people. They protect against diabetes. And almonds can help reduce the rise in blood sugar levels and stabilize blood sugar. So, for example, if you are in between meals and you want to have an apple, which is very low as far as how it's going to affect your blood sugar. But even if you went crazy and had, I don't know, a bagel or something that's going to raise your blood sugar level through the roof, if you do a carbohydrate with a good handful of nuts, like almonds or walnuts, it's going to cut down how the blood sugar is affected. So it's a great little trick if you want to help regulate blood sugar. Almonds are great. So also they're good for pregnancy. Almonds contain folic acid, and we know that folic acid's one of the top vitamins that we want to take for, you know, avoiding birth defects. And really it's the first 4 weeks. Neural tube defect is going to happen in the first 4 weeks of formation, and that's really all it's used for. But OBGYNs and the research says to go ahead and take it throughout your pregnancy. Almonds are full of folic acid. So just a little tip. So there's really nothing can go wrong. The only negative to almonds are if you have some type of viral activity in the body, whatever it might be, and it's dormant and you don't want to activate it like herpes. Almonds have a ton of L-arginine in them along with dark chocolate, and they will stimulate viruses and kind of kick them out of their dormancy. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new COVID variant Omicron has been identified in the United States. A person in California who traveled to South Africa recently has tested positive. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We knew that it was just a matter of time before the first case of Omicron would be detected in the United States.
He said that person is fully vaccinated and is now experiencing some mild symptoms.
My colleagues on the medical team and others have been saying we know what we need to do to protect people.
The White House says Americans not yet vaccinated should do so, and those people who are eligible for a booster shouldn't wait. The Biden administration is expected to extend mask requirements on public transit, including planes, trains, and buses, through mid-March due to the new variant. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced a new framework for space policy aimed at addressing growing threats in space posed by other nations, space debris, and also climate change. Harris outlined the framework before the U.S. National Space Council, which she chairs in Washington, D.C., during her first meeting with the council. She took aim at Russia in clear terms during her address. The new space policy framework comes on the heels of a Russian anti-satellite test on November 15th, which destroyed one of Russia's own satellites and created a cloud of space debris that continues to threaten astronauts and cosmonauts on the International Space Station. Harris said the Russian test was an irresponsible act which endangered the satellites of other nations as well as astronauts at the space station. She said the new space policy must demand responsibility from all spacefaring nations. Harris also focused remarks on science and technology education and on NASA's efforts to track and combat climate change. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said during the meeting that the Department of Transportation, through the FAA, will address space safety and orbital debris through new regulations. The new U.S. Space Priorities Framework, announced by Harris, says the U.S. will demonstrate how space activities can be conducted in a responsible, peaceful, and sustainable manner. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Do you know that 1 in 10 adults may have diabetes by the year 2030? It's pretty incredible. Now, 1 out of 3 of our young people right now in this year have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes under the age of 11. 1 in 3. That's unbelievable. That's unacceptable is what that is. And it falls on us. It falls on parents because we're providing the food. We're teaching our kids. And that's just a travesty. But 1 in 10 adults may have diabetes by 2030. They're saying the International Diabetes Federation predicts that at least 1 in 10 adults could have diabetes by 2030 with the current statistics. And in a report issued on Monday, the advocacy group estimated that 500 million people could have diabetes in 2 decades' time based on the factors like aging and demographic changes. But currently, the group says that about one adult in 13 has diabetes. So the figure includes both types of diabetes as well as the undiagnosed, which is a growing concern because people aren't going to their doctors. So the group expects the number of cases to jump by 90%. Even in Africa, where infectious disease has previously been the top killer, without including the impact of increasing obesity, the International Diabetes Federation says its figures were conservative. So according to the World Health Organization, there's about 346 million people worldwide with diabetes, with more than 80% of the deaths occurring in developing countries. The agency projects diabetes deaths will double by the year 2030, said the International Diabetes Federation's prediction is possible. So there's a lot we need to do, I think. I'm a big advocate of diabetes research and the ADA and all that they're doing. But, I mean, it comes down to lifestyle. It comes down to lifestyle choices. I think what we need to research more than anything is how to get people to stick to it and how to get past their food addictions and really get to a place where they're ready to aggressively go after it so that they don't have to deal with this health challenge, because it's one of those health challenges that really, if you change your lifestyle choices, you clean up your eating habits. Now, I'm talking about type 2 more than obviously type 1. And you're willing to make some radical changes, then you can see some amazing results in your overall health. And that's what we're going to help you do. We have all kinds of great tools. We've got all kinds of preferred wellness providers in your area that can help with these types of challenges and great protocols and systems and programs to be able to do that. So we want to help see you thrive. We want to see you live well and live at your fullest potential. So, and you can do it. I mean, if you've been diagnosed with diabetes and you're stressed out about it and you're frustrated, just realize this, that you've probably lifestyled your way in, okay? And the good news is that if you've made some poor habits to get you to this place, then you can turn around, make some radical changes, and make some new habits and get out. And that's what we want to see you do, because it is possible. Go online, send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And we do have our preferred wellness providers that are available in your area that believe in these nutrition and lifestyle-based principles that can kind of take you from where you are to where you need to be. We're going to go to David next on the phones. David, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. How can I help?
I'm 42 years old, and I went to my doctor just a little while ago, had a bunch of blood work done, normal checkup stuff. And I was tested for low T, and my numbers came back. My total testosterone was 460, and but my free and bioavailable were both low, and my SHBG was high. And he suggested Androgel, which I've read a lot of bad stuff on, didn't really want to take it. And so I just kind of like to have your thoughts on, you know, what would be an alternative for it.
All right, let's go back. So 460 was the number, right?
That's my total. Yeah, I'm 42 years old. He said it should probably be more around the 550 range for my age.
It should. It should. I mean, 550 is actually a really good number. But at the same time, it's still not a bad number. I mean, 460 is not 200.
Now, I'm looking at I'm looking at my lab work. My free testosterone, given the level of 46 to 224, minus 36.5.
Okay.
My body.
Well, what do they say? Do they say, tell me exactly what they wanted to do with you, to a T?
He just wanted to put me on an Androgel 1.62%, two pumps a day.
And that was
come back and check my blood in 3 months and make sure that it wasn't, you know, messing up my liver or anything like that.
Yeah, that's pretty typical. And the reason, well, here's the deal. Bottom line is, when you start taking hormones, you can't stop because it's going to, you know, let's say that you're down. So there are some natural things you can do to bring up dopamine levels. You can get a blood test done as well to see what your dopamine levels are. And that might be something you want to look into and consider. Dopamine levels, you can raise them pretty easily. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is vitamin B6, it's a version of it, will help bring those levels back up. And then also galantamine and huperzine, that's club moss, those are very beneficial. A good fish oil, like a DHA oil, not in a gel cap, but the actual oil itself, is always a great way to go. And then your kind of your protein/fat foods. And what I mean by that are like, you know, like beef, chicken, whole eggs, yogurt that contain proteins but also contain fat in them can be very helpful too. So those kind of foods. And then also one big one is dark chocolate. Dark chocolate will help raise dopamine levels up. So it's not something that everybody actually hates. So it's actually pretty good. So you got a little sweet tooth, you can do that, and that'll bring dopamine levels up. That can help with testosterone. Now, are you doing any kind of weightlifting at all, exercise in that capacity?
Yeah, I've been a weightlifter since I was about 17, so about 25 years.
Are you doing it consistently now?
Yeah, I work out about 6 days a week.
How long do you work out for?
Typically an hour, maybe 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. If you cut it back to about 4 days and cut your workouts down, don't go over 45 minutes, you'll notice an increase in your testosterone. If you want to go 6 days, just do cardio or something light on those other days, but don't do the weight training. The weight training is really important, and it'll stimulate testosterone and growth hormone and all that like nothing else. But if you do it too much, it'll have the reverse effect, and cortisol will go up, and your testosterone will go down. Cortisol is a stress hormone, and so it'll cut that down. You'll be amazed if you cut back a little bit what can happen as far as your hormone profile. That tribulus is really good. It's got good research on that. Zinc levels are really important too, because zinc is a really important mineral in the pathway to make testosterone. So eating a couple of handfuls of nuts like almonds or walnuts twice a day can bring those levels up. I just don't, with where you are, if it was me, I mean, this is my body, my health, I wouldn't go the hormone route. That's just me personally. You got to do what your doc tells you, but man, it's your own choice. Do some research on it, because there are a lot of natural ways and you're too borderline to get that up. Now, when you went in to get this checked, I'm just curious, what was your number one complaint to the doctor? Fatigue?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at all the symptoms online, and I told the doctor, I said, depression and low T. I said, I've got about half the symptoms of either one, you know, so I said, take your pick. And he said, well, we'd sure enough test you for low T. But my biggest complaint, I guess, is I wake up a lot during the night, and I'm not sure why. I usually go right back to sleep. I don't have any problem getting to sleep. It's staying asleep. And I am on a CPAP machine. I've been on it for the last year and a half. That helped me some, but I still wake up probably just as much as I ever did during the night.
Yeah, see that right there. If you go to sleep and can't stay asleep, serotonin levels are low. So have you ever tried an antidepressant? Any of them?
No, I've never been on one.
Okay, I'm not saying you have to be or even suggesting that. I'm just telling you that low serotonin is when you can't stay asleep. Okay, and there's a lot of things you can do to raise serotonin levels. 5-hydroxytryptophan is a precursor to what makes serotonin in the body. Chicken's really good. Turkey's really good. Salmon is really good as far as foods go to raise your serotonin levels. But, you know, look into that, because 5-hydroxytryptophan has been used for a long time to help manage serotonin levels from a natural perspective, and there's some good research on it. And you'll know when your serotonin's back up is when you go to sleep and you stay asleep. And it'll change your mood. It'll improve the mood as well. There's a lot of different combinations of that. You get with a doc, they can probably share that with you. But, yeah, I mean, that would be a big key, just because when you sleep well, you know, you feel better. Everything regenerates in the body, and you get into a better state. So keep me posted on how that goes. I gave you enough right there to to go with. That's quite a bit. But, the gel is a quick fix. It's a Band-Aid, and it's only going to be a trickle effect of causing everything else to kind of go downhill even more. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. I had an email come in. Brenda in Detroit, she writes, I was just diagnosed with AFib. I'm only 41. Is there any way to reverse this? Well, Brenda, it's not so much about reversing it. It's about looking at what caused it. Now, they say that with AFib, there can be some genetic factors involved, and that's true. There's always a small link of genetics strand in there somewhere. But with AFib, typically it's more of a deficiency than anything. It can do with stress. It can be with low GABA levels. There's a lot of could-bes. Low GABA levels, which is a brain chemical, a neurotransmitter, if you will. It can also be a thyroid dysfunction that may not be showing up on the blood test. And you can do the Barnes thyroid test, which is where you take a thermometer, put it underneath your armpit. First thing in the morning, as soon as you get out of bed, even before you pee, put it underneath your armpit, hold it there for about 10 minutes, unless your bladder's just killing you, then go pee. But then, see, you don't want your body moving, and then see if your temperature is below 97.1. If it is, then you probably got some dysfunction in that thyroid. Iodine might be something you want to look into at that point. Also, it could be a B vitamin deficiency. So you might want to look at the green vegetables and all the vegetable intake in your diet. B vitamin deficiency is one of the number one causes within AFib from a nutritional perspective. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Preferred wellness providers, our network team of providers that we have around the country that believe in this nutrition and lifestyle-based care prevention the same way that we do, and I do here on the show, and we can get you to these people, and they'll take great care of you. And so if you're looking for that, we've got a great team in place that we're building every single day. Marba, you're next with me on the show. How can I help?
Yes, I'm a type 2 diabetic. And I'm on metformin, but I would like to know, what do you think about chromium picolinate as a nutrient for diabetes?
Well, I think it's great. First of all, Marba, I want to start by saying you're not Marba, the type 2 diabetic. You're dealing with diabetes, but
yes,
you're not a diabetic.
With it.
Yeah, so don't say I'm a diabetic unless you
okay.
want to be one forever.
No, I don't. I'm 75 years old, and my
so you're 75 years young.
5.7.
Okay, so you're 75 years young, and you're dealing with a health challenge called diabetes.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right, now let's start over. Now, what is your question?
I'm 75 years young, and my name is Marva, and I dealing with diabetes. And
that's so good. So I'm so proud of you.
Picolinate for diabetes.
Yeah, chromium's great. Chromium's got a lot of research on it. Alpha lipoic acid has a lot of research. Vanadyl sulfate has a lot of research. The supplements are great, but they're supplements, you know, so they're in addition to what you're already doing as far as your diet and that sort of thing. So talk to me about what you eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's going to help me more. Then, I mean, the metformin, we can deal with that. Talk to me about what you're eating on a regular basis.
Just about every morning, I have oatmeal with cinnamon and some fruit and water.
Okay.
And
so there's no protein. So there's no protein in breakfast. There is no protein in that.
Boiled egg.
One boiled egg?
Not too much protein. And for lunch, usually I have fish. And broccoli or cauliflower and a salad.
That's good. What are you doing in between breakfast and lunch, though? Do you do any snacking?
No, I'm not.
All right, we need to start snacking a little bit.
I don't have anything in the house to snack with. I'm trying. I've lost about 52 pounds in the past year. And
That's great. Congratulations,
yeah,
Marva.
In a year, and I am trying to keep it off.
Okay.
So I'm not that, I walk a little bit, but I'm not that active, so I try to eat the way I'm supposed to.
Yeah,
and my cholesterol is 177.
Okay. The protein is really important. So for blood sugar and getting it to stabilize, here's a couple of tricks of the trade. One is to make sure you eat plenty of protein at every meal. So breakfast, there would probably need to be some more protein. I'd throw out the oatmeal and go with more something like a bowl of fresh berries, because you're not going to have such a strong response in blood sugar. And if you go with like three eggs or two eggs instead of just one every now and then, you're going to get a better response as far as controlling blood sugar. And then doing a little snacking in between, like maybe half an apple and a handful of almonds, would be good around 10 a.m. And then lunch, your salad and vegetables and piece of fish, the great idea. And just make sure you get some fats in there somewhere, like some more nuts or half an avocado or something. And then, you know, do another little snack in the afternoon, you know, meal replacement shake of some kind, or if you want to do some more nuts and fruit, whatever, that's great. And then dinner, you want to go with a more, good protein source, whatever you're choosing, and then some more vegetables. I mean, if you eat like that and a good healthy fat, if you eat like that, you're going to do wonders. Not only you're not going to gain weight, you probably will lose a little bit of weight if you think you're adding those extra calories in. I wouldn't worry too much about that, because when you're dealing with nutrition and you're dealing with the metabolism of the body, you want to be very careful with not or avoiding food, because you can actually slow your metabolism down and put it in a starvation mode and actually hold on to weight rather than getting rid of it. So that's important too for really watching your blood sugar levels. So chromium is fine. I think that's a good thought. But, you know, your A1C is 5.7, so you're under the 6.0 mark, and that's great. And I know you're doing that with metformin, but if you really get on this diet kick and your food planning becomes very, very good, then that, along with supplementation and fish oil especially, in the oil itself and not the gel caps, I would talk to your doctor about it and say, look, I'm going to look into these supplements. I'd like to try them for, 8 weeks. Can we come off the metformin? You know, you can ask your doctor that. It's okay. And then look into the supplements. But they have to know about it. They have to do it with you. Don't do it by yourself, please. And let them do some blood work, and then they'll check it again in 8 weeks and see what kind of results you've had. You know, the proof's in the pudding. But I can tell you they've done research on it, especially in Europe. And they've seen great research, great results with it. So it's definitely worth looking into. And congratulations, Marba, for dropping 52 pounds. Really? That's fantastic. So way to stick with it. Come up with a game plan, and you worked your plan, and your body is getting back to where it needs to be. And that is exciting. Great talking with you. Puts another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember that 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is that if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well, stay well, and live well. That's what we want to help you do right here on the show. Regardless of what kind of diagnosis you've been given, remember, only man can give a diagnosis, and God gives the prognosis with everything in your life. So the great physician always has a prescription for you to live your best life.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years,
because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.